Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Andre. I'm calling.
Hi, Andre. How are you?
Everything, I'm okay.
So I'm calling. I just wanted to understand because we don't have a waiver for you in the Medicaid database. I did try to reach out to your service coordinator, Dave, and he didn't respond, so I left him a voice message. And as soon as we get clarification, were you supposed to go to the county office to submit some documents or something?
No, I reached out to Dave and he said that he checked the system and that my waiver is active. So,
No, it's not. Not according to the county office, not according to Medicaid. And that's what we need to go by. So, he's going to have to give me a call and we're going to need to figure this out because we can't do anything until we see that in the Medicaid database.
right.
So, I mean, I have you in the Keystone database, but that's not guaranteeing payment. That's just saying that that's what they see in their system, but we need to go by what the state has in their system. So,
The speed.
yeah. So the state is saying that there's no Community Health Choices waiver in there. So give me a little bit. I'm going to speak to my administrator and see if he can reach out, and I will reach back out to you. But they said that you currently have a caregiver with you now, right?
No, I switched from Beata to you guys.
Okay. And but what was the last date you had a caregiver from Beata?
Was last Tuesday.
Okay. All right. So give me a little bit. I'm going to do some digging and we'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Andre. We'll talk soon.